This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. After an abortion, what happens to what is left is one grave scandal. Yet an act perhaps equally disordered is the failure required by law to rescue those in great danger. Those who work with victims of sex crimes and those who pray and work outside abortion clinics say this has happened for decades, but now a report by lawyers and others at the Alliance Defending Freedom is documenting and chronicles how Planned Parenthood abortion clinics in seven states failed to file reports of cases of sexual abuse and statutory rape of minor girls. Pro-life advocates have long alleged that abortion profits have come before care for women. The showing of investigative videos exposing Planned Parenthood as using federal funds for gruesome purposes went mostly unheeded on Capitol Hill Thursday, with Planned Parenthood staffers keeping vigilant watch on who attended. The empty room resembled last year's trial of abortionist and now convicted murderer Kermit Gosnell in Pennsylvania. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. The University of Toledo in Ohio has made strange bedfellows for its students with an abortion business noted for the crimes of its abortionists and its profoundly unsafe medical environment. One pro-life advocate says the university endangers its own students and its public funding. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.